002-007-009.000, I would make a motion to reduce the appraised value to $1,299,079.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Did I say on the previous one the motion passes on the exempt? If I didn't, I'm saying it now. Okay. Okay, that's as to those two. As to the other ones, I don't know anything about those. We just took those up because Susan asked us to, even though you didn't have the appeal in on the BOE. So we got those taken care of, but I don't know about the other ones. So I guess you can call her office tomorrow or something. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye. All right. I'm going to try to call BOE number 346, Lounging Lakeside.
One second.
Lisa
Chase.
Okay. Well, we denied. But I guess.
Lisa Chase.
Is that who you're trying?
She had called in. She said she was unable to get the information she needed. She hasn't had the time, but she said she is fine if you just go ahead and make a decision and mail her the information.
Okay. Well, we did.
All
right.
And Bee's niece called in, you said?
No,
that was for 2:15. You gave us a time for 2:15. Yeah, never mind.
Okay. All right, let's cut.
I'm getting all kinds of messages, so let me make sure I didn't miss anything.
I'm going to go ahead and call Lakeside.
Well, yeah, Bee's knees will be at 2:15, 2:30.
All right, I'll.
We didn't do the one above that either.
Yeah, he hasn't. I called just a second ago and didn't get an answer. Okay. Hey, Jen. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you on the docket for later this afternoon, but I was hoping we could possibly try to take you up now. This has to do with your Branson property.
Sure. I'm not totally prepared, but I'm not sure it matters.
I think you're going to be okay. You have a LLC named Lounging Lakeside. Do you guys just have the one property here in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay. And, all right, if you're not familiar with what we've been doing with the nightly rentals, basically if you just have one property and you're using it in a nightly rental program, we've been giving you a break on your first one, which we do a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any properties you buy after that in Taney County that you're using in a nightly rental program, we do 100% commercial. So as to this particular one, are you just... the other thing I was going to tell you is I don't know what your value on your card was, but the assessor got with the developer on these, and they reduced everyone across the board's values down. So the value on your property has been adjusted down for the appraised value to $438,657. Do you have any issue with the appraised value?
No, that sounds definitely more reasonable.
Okay.
And honestly, the approach you just laid out with mix of commercial residential, I think, sounds fair.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 346 that we deny any change of value, that value being $438,657, but grant a mixed classification. Mixed use for 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, you'll be getting a decision here within a couple of days, and I really appreciate you letting us take this up early.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
We're down to hotels.
Is Gateway Branson the one on the last pages?
It might not be.
That's probably got to be. It's Lemonade Estates. I've never heard of that one.
Well, let me look at the notes on this, but I think this is the one where they want to be tax exempt. They've done everything. They should be tax exempt for the paperwork they gave me, but they're not using that area. They're like, oh, we pray in the parking lot. My rules are that it has to be occupied and being used, and they don't have an occupancy permit from the city of Branson yet. That's what they're waiting on. And so, again, this has been going on for months.
They haven't been given an occupancy permit?
Right. They've not done something that the city of Branson is requiring. I'm thinking I'm on the correct one. Let me look at
347. Yeah, it says it's an auditorium.
347.
BOE 232.
There's Keeler Street.
And it's a nightly rental. If you want to not get that one taken.
I thought we were talking about Gateway Branson.
We are.
The hotels.
Right. She's just telling me about one that we could take up before the hotels.
44.
It's on page what?
44, 232.
Okay. Right. I tried to call them a minute ago and didn't get an answer.
Okay.
Did they call?
That's what I thought you had done, but I thought I missed it.
No, I did try to call them. I just didn't get an answer.
So we'll just wait a little bit.
Okay, but on this Lemonade Estates, you've got it valued at $290, so it's not. Is it in the city of Branson?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you didn't up the value until they got their occupancy permit. I thought you didn't go back in and do that. Or what did you do?
We appraised it for this year, and then with the city of Branson, again, they're not. They can't move in to do anything until they put in, I don't know what they're missing, sprinklers, I have no idea.
Well, once they get the occupancy permit, do you go back out and do it again? Or have you already done it? I thought you waited until they got the occupancy permit.
No, this is one where it's already been built. This is a building they're renovating.
Okay.
That's what's going on, and Branson's not allowing them to use it yet. But again, when they filled out all their paperwork, they are legitimately a church. They are renting from the Methodists, maybe, and so
okay.
You.
So what's it classified now? Is it commercial?
I don't even know what it's classified. Probably because
yes.
It was a commercial building.
In other words, you're saying it's commercial until they can actually use it in the 501c3 for the purposes for which.
Yeah, it is commercial because you've got a PRC on it.
But if they're a church that bought it, when do they buy it?
2022. That's when the deed book changed.
And they've been, well, I guess we can hear from them as to what they've been doing. I mean, if they've been renovating it just to get it ready for use, I don't know.
They purchased it August 25th of 22. So it's been almost a year.
I mean, to me, if they've used it for some other purpose, I get that, but I'm a little. If they just bought it and they've been renovating it and they've been a 501c3 and always intended this use, I mean, I'm not sure that I.
Like I said, before I switch something over to exempt,
why
I'm supposed
do
to do this. So, but you are free to do that because you are the BOE.
Right, right. And I understand why you do that because they could change their mind. I get it. So
that's happened.
Yeah, it just says their sprinkler system is the reason. That's what they're waiting on, according to the letter. Cannot obtain our occupancy permit until the sprinkler system is installed.
No electricity, no plumbing.
What's the intended use? Church?
Church.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and call, see if they're available.
That says public charity status. 170.
Do we have their...
Gateway Branson, this is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, sir.
How are you? Listen, we got you on the docket. Good. I got you on the docket late today, but we'd really like to try to take you up early if we could. Are you available to go ahead and do that?
I am not. The treasurer is going to be the one that handles that, and
what?
She has not come yet. I can call her and see if she can come early. But
well,
she was planning, I think it's at 4:30.
Yeah, but let me ask you some questions here because we might be able to resolve it without having her come there. Do you know if the...
He's the pastor.
Huh?
He's the pastor.
Okay. I know you've got the 501c3 designation, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you know, do you have some, like, articles of organization? Do we have those in our file? Something like
that? Should be in their file.
Okay.
I do have the articles of organization and bylaws.
Did he send those in? Those
did you send those in?
501c3 since 2012.
And the assessor agrees that he should be, that they all fit for a church for exemption.
The assessor's not arguing that you're not a church or anything like that. I think that the rub right now is that she feels her directive is until the property is actually used by the church in the capacity as a 501c3. That it's not exempt until that time, but it's my understanding from your letter that you're waiting on the installation of a sprinkler system and that it hasn't been used for any other purpose except for some sort of church purpose, but there's not any what, water plumbing, you said, in the property?
Well, no, we have everything ready to go except for the sprinkler system.
Okay.
And we're waiting on the city of Branson to approve that system and then get it installed, and then we'll be able to open.
And
so I'm hoping by the end of August that we will be here with our occupancy certificate. We have been using the grounds. We've had church on the grounds. I maintain an office here because I'm the one running the construction end of it.
Okay.
And so I am doing church business from my office here. But I can't be open to the general public without an occupancy.
Yeah.
So the church or the building is being used to run the church, but we do services on Sunday at the Methodist Church.
Gotcha. I understand her directive, but I don't see any. I don't see any other use that caused me concern. I mean, I'm going to go ahead. And based on the information that you have provided, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion on BOE 347 that they be classified as exempt.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. We really appreciate it. Tell your treasurer she did a great job. And that you got your exemption, and good luck. I hope they get you your sprinkler system soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Everybody that's there.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
So we just have one more Branson Cove, right, for nightly rental?
Yes.
Okay, that would be BOE 232. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to call back on that. Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you guys scheduled later this afternoon, but we'd really like to try to take you up early if we can. Would that?
Yes, I just got your voicemail about that.
Okay.
I got my husband on a work call right now.